the band to go home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show, and weekly can be spelled W-E-A or W-E-E. It's kind of up to you. My name is Jeff here, weekly hosting this program here till 4 o'clock. Couldn't make it live down to the studio today, so we got a pre-recorded episode for you, and it's one of those episodes that you might have heard again or you might hear again, but we promise, we guarantee that it'll be worth listening to you for the first or tenth time, because it'll be stocked full with great hits. And if you don't enjoy listening to this show again, we will give you your money back. Absolutely. Anywho, we're playing some great classics today, and we're picking some classics. As I'm recording this show, I've seen a bunch of great music festivals in the past while, where I've seen people cover all kinds of great classic songs. And I thought, well, you know, why don't I play those songs for you? And then you can either, if you were at the festival and you saw that cover, then you could relive that and go, oh yeah, I know that song. That guy did that song. Or you can just listen and enjoy a bunch of great songs. And I can sit back and know that I've got a list of songs already picked out for you to play, which is unusual on this show. So it's probably going to be great. So hopefully you'll stick with us and stay tuned and enjoy. You can't call me at the studio today, but you can send me an email, jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. I do love to hear from you. Check us out on the Facebook, Tell the Band to Go Home, or you can find us on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson, sometimes hanging around at intersections asking for money. I'm also Jeff Robson. We heard Guy Clark in there with the classic Dublin Blues. Now, covering Guy Clark is kind of a given, I guess, if you're a songwriter. It's one of those things I guess you just have to do. And it's always nice when somebody, you know, picks something a little different. And I thought that was a good inspired choice recently. Here's another guy who gets covered all the time. And I guess if we play Guy, we got to play this guy. His name's not Guy. His name's Towns, but. If we play Guy, we better play Towns. And here's one that I also heard covered recently, and I thought, damn, that's a great song. And it's not Poncho and Lefty or If I Needed You, so, you know, good choice. So let's hear it. It's not one of those two, it's Rex's Blues on Tell the Band to Go Home.
She'll lead you down through misery, leave you low come time to go, alone and low as low can be.
cover before until recently. That's El Coyote there from Old Guy from his, well, his last studio record while he was alive, My Favorite Picture of You. And a fine, inspired choice. Before that, we heard Willie P. with the classic Blackie and the Rodeo King. Of course, you know, you hear Blackie and the Rodeo Kings cover that one. But not a lot of other people, so that was nice to hear recently. We heard a couple from Ian Tyson. Well, Ian Tyson himself with MC Horses there. And before that, Someday Soon from Ian and Sylvia, which you do hear get covered fairly often, and rightly so. It's a fine choice, but at least it's not Four Strong Winds, you know. And we heard in there The Speed of the Sound of Loneliness from John Prine from his album German Afternoons. That was a fine choice as well. And we heard Rex's Blues in there from Old Towns there for you. We're playing a bunch of great songs that you hear covered from time to time. And, you know, we're hearing the originals and just having some fun, some old classics. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. Here's one, you know, we do have to do our mandatory Stan here on the program. And luckily, you know, a lot of people keep singing Stan Rogers songs, and rightly so again. A lot of times, of course, you hear Barrett's Privateers. You know, here's another one that's, you know, I guess it gets a lot of traction, but rightly so. I don't know how many people do it as well as it. I don't think anybody will ever do it as well as this, but, you know, I'm going to try. While this song is on, I have been known to try to sing along. Stan, he's got that deep voice, eh? He makes it easier for me. But don't worry, I'll shut my mic off. So here's our mandatory Stan, a classic from the great Stan Rogers, title track to this fabulous record. Tell the band to go home.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage.
nothing there. You hear lots of people cover that from time to time, and rightly so. That's a classic, a beauty of one. That's called Driving Wheel. That's from David Wiffen's self-titled record, and a fantastic record at that. If you can find that baby, you get yourself a copy, because it is tremendous, tremendous. Before that, we heard James Keelahan with his classic Cold Missouri Waters from his album A Recent Future. Of course, that famously covered by Richard Schindel and Cry 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 and a bunch of other people. And always good to go back to the original. Even James covered it himself one time on his kind of reworkings of songs. David Francie in there. James famously covered that song, Red Wing Blackbird. And every once in a while you hear somebody tackle that one. You don't hear a lot of people cover David Francie songs, I guess because Francie's so great at it himself. But more people should and will someday, I'm absolutely certain. From Torn Screen Door, that was a great David Francie. And Stan Rogers in there with the title track to Northwest Passage. You know, everywhere you go, if you hear somebody doing covers, chances are they're going to cover a Springsteen song. And they're going to do a band song. If they do Springsteen, they're probably going to cover that horrible song, I'm on Fire. But every once in a while, you hear somebody do a much better Springsteen song. And we'll play you one of those, I think, in this set. But also, you're guaranteed you're probably going to hear a band cover. And you're going to hear them probably do The Wait for the 10,000th time, as I recently saw somebody do. Or up on Cripple Creek, which and both of those never need to be covered or heard again, quite frankly. They're great songs. They've just been done to death. But recently I saw someone tackle this, and if you're going to tackle this, you got to have a hell of a keyboard player. And Tara Lightfoot had a great one in Jeff Haysalt, and they pulled this one off, and I thought it was terrific. So we'll play the original from music from Big Pink. It was a classic from the band. Tell the band to go home. Springsteen there from Tunnel of Love with One Step Up. If you've ever seen Martin Joseph deconstruct that song and perform it, it's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, I never had an appreciation for that song until I saw that. Before that, we heard Chest Fever from the band for music from Big Pink. We're playing a bunch of classics, focusing on some stuff that I've seen covered. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have some more fun. So please stick with us. This pre-recorded Tell the Band to Go Home will return, and hopefully you will as well.